This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Preparations were made to strike Iran late Thursday after the shootdown of a U.S. drone, but approval for those attacks were abruptly withdrawn. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
A U.S. official tells the Associated Press that limited strikes on Iran were recommended by the Pentagon among the options for retaliation and would have included targeting radar and missile batteries. But approval was quickly withdrawn. No shots fired, no missiles launched. The New York Times has reported that President Trump had approved limited strikes and then called them off. But the White House has declined comment on whether President Trump changed his mind. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
AP Sagar Magani explains what led to all of this.
Where was the drone flying?
It was over international waters, clearly over international waters.
The U.S. military is rejecting Iran's version.
Iranian reports that this aircraft was shot down over Iran are categorically false.
Retired Colonel David Maxwell, though, says it may well have been, as the president initially described it, a mistake, telling the AP the Iranians may have thought the drone was, in fact, in their own airspace.
They might not have the technical means to really determine a location, and somebody made a decision to shoot this down.
Maxwell, a Special Forces veteran, says errors do happen. This one, though, could have severe consequences. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
President Trump predicted Thursday that Congress will eventually approve the new trade agreement with Mexico and Canada, but acknowledged that 2020 election year politics could stall its passage. Some Democrats in the House of Representatives have balked at immediate ratification of the treaty to replace the 1994 North American Free Trade Agreement because of drug pricing issues and U.S. labor union concerns about the degree to which Mexico will enforce better conditions and higher wages for workers in the country. This is VOA News. The Saudi-led military coalition fighting in Yemen said Friday it had struck targets around the port city of Hodeidah belonging to the Iran-aligned Houthi. The coalition strike came after the Houthis fired a missile at a utility plant in southern Saudi Arabia. Coalition said in a statement carried by the Saudi state media that its targets included booby trap boats the Houthis had prepared for terrorist acts and to threaten international shipping. UN Refugee Chief Filippo Grandi said Thursday that the forcible displacement of more than 70 million people worldwide is a collective failure of the international community and called for more global solidarity to resolve it. The UN Refugee Agency said this week that 70.8 million people were either forced to flee their homes last year or displaced within their countries due to conflict, violence, human rights abuses, or persecution. That's 2.3 million more than in 2017. About 25 million of them are classified as refugees under UNHCR's mandate. The rest are internally displaced or asylum seekers. And this all comes with new revelations about how many elderly refugees are treated or how badly they're treated. We get more from Henry Ridgewell reporting for VOA.
Tens of thousands of elderly refugees living in camps in and around Myanmar are being failed by a humanitarian response that is not taking account of their needs, according to Amnesty International. The group's report is based on interviews with hundreds of refugees living in camps in Bangladesh. The crisis began 3 years ago as clashes erupted between ethnic militia and the Myanmar military, forcing millions of Muslim Rohingya people to flee their villages in the northeastern Rakhine state.
That's Henry Ridgewell reporting for VOA. Last week, the Office of Special Counsel, little-known government watchdog, declared that Kellyanne Conway, a repeat offender of the federal Hatch Act, and recommended that President Trump fire her. Conway had used her purchase presidential counselor to go after Democratic candidates in media interviews. It's a clear violation of the law. It prohibits government employees from engaging in political activity at work. This was the special counsel's second call for disciplinary action against Conway, but President Trump stood by his longtime advisor. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un told Chinese President Xi Jinping he would like to be patient with the United States over stalled nuclear talks, and expressed the hope the relevant party will meet halfway with Pyongyang, according to Chinese state media. Kim's comments came during Chinese President Xi's visit to North Korea, which is aimed at strengthening the ties between the allies. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.